Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The relationship between the Jimmy Fund and the Boston Red Sox goes back to the days of Ted Williams. And it was his visit with the original Jimmy that brought about the Jimmy Fund. And that relationship has continued to this day. And we're very happy and proud to be joined by two members of the Boston Red Sox right now, both sporting their K-Cancer T-shirts, which I like a lot. Brock Holt of the Boston Red Sox, David Price of the Red Sox as well. It's great to see you guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. Yeah,
Brock, you've been involved with the Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund for a number of years now, and I know you've spent a lot of time over there visiting with those kids.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's something that I kind of, you know, obviously when you come to the Red Sox, you learn instantly about the Jimmy Fund and what it means to those kids and those families. It's a big part of the Red Sox organization to be a part of what they've got going on over there. So you learn about it, you know, fairly quickly once you come over here. And it was just something that I, you know, took a liking to, and means a lot to me to be a part and play a little part in you know, helping those kids and those families in, you know, some of the most difficult times of their lives. So it's a special place that does really good work.
What about for you, David? When you signed here, how quickly was it that you embraced the Jimmy Fund and knew what a connection there was between the team and the clinic?
Probably in spring training. You know, whenever they have the kids come out and just they hang out in the picnic area and they have the tent, and we go over and just hang out, sign autographs, take pictures, and just talk to them. That's something we've done every single year since I've been here, and I know it's gone on, you know, a lot longer than the 3 years that I've been here. And, you know, those days are very special, and it kind of starts friendships that you hold on to for a very long time.
One of the events that Lisa Sherber puts on every year is the Teen Weekend, and that was this past weekend here at Fenway Park, because I saw a lot of pictures, a lot of kids taking selfies with you, David, and obviously with you too, Brock. I mean, the kids just wanted to hang out with you guys, didn't they, David?
Yeah, you know, it's just to have that impact on somebody is very special, and for us to be able to impact these kids positively, I think that's the main goal about what we're trying to do, and to be able to do that is a very good feeling.
How emotionally invested do you guys end up getting? Maybe you don't think it's going to happen that way, but Brock, I know certainly there's at least one example there with you. How quickly, I guess, did you see that was like, oh, these people now are really a part of my life?
Yeah, it's I've gotten pretty emotionally, you know, attached to a lot of these kids and families, and you see them. You know, whenever I go over to the Jimmy Fund, I see them almost every time. You know, I go over there, and when they come here, and now every Tuesday I host a kid for BP. They come, them and their families come to BP, come to the game, and they've become, you know, a really big part of me, not only mine but my wife's life. And you know, we've kind of, you know, jumped head first in, and you know, we've become, you know, like family to some of these kids and these families. And you know, it's you know, me and David are both new parents. You know, my son will be 2 in December, and you know, his son is
15 months.
I didn't know that, so but you know that makes it hit home even more, because I can't even begin to imagine what you know, what these families go through, you know, seeing their kid like that. No person in general should ever have to deal with what these kids are dealing with, but to see a young kid go through some of the stuff that they're going through, they're as tough as they come, and they become pretty special parts of our lives.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, David. The kids get such a kick out of seeing you, seeing Brock, seeing your teammates, taking pictures, getting autographs. But sometimes I think the players get as much out of the interaction as the kids do.
Just to step away from baseball, you know, just to be a human to these kids. You know, they view us more as more than just a baseball player, you know, and you can see that whenever you're interacting with them. You can see it in their faces, just their reactions. You know, you can the little bit of time that we're able to spend with them, you can definitely see how much they cherish that time. So for us to see how much we impact them, I think it's just as good for us as it is for them. Absolutely.
Does that give you guys an opportunity to see another side of your teammates? Because maybe you played with each other in the minors, or you played against each other or whatever, and you're just used to what's going on baseball-wise. But then you get to do something like this, and you say, I didn't even realize, you know, this person was capable of that, or it's just a completely different thing that you'd be used to.
I think we spend so much time with each other as it is that we pretty much know the type of person everybody is. And, you know, we've got a really good group of guys in that clubhouse who, you know, obviously are, you know, very talented on the baseball field, but great people off of it. And, you know, it's, you know, we're not surprised, I think, by anything that, you know, our teammates do off the field or anything like that. I think, you know, we spend so much time with each other. Like, we're with each other more than we're with our own family sometimes. So, it's, you know, it's special. It's a special group to be a part of, and to do things like this, with the guys that we go out and play with every day is pretty cool.
I want to go back to something you said about the emotional connection, Brock. During the commercial break, I had a chance to visit with Gail Williams, whose son Danny was the first kid that I was involved with at the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon who I lost. And his funeral was the first one of those that I attended. And I've been at all 17 of these, and thank God there are more success stories than that. But were you prepared for what would happen? In your case, Maddie might have been the first one that you lost who you cared that much about.
Maddie was the first one that, you know, that lost the battle. But, you know, I try to think about all the positives and good things that you know, our relationship had, as opposed to, you know, what she was going through. And I never saw her without a smile on her face, which was huge. But
she did ask you for your phone number
she did, and she was successful. She got my phone number, and we were friends on Snapchat. So that was a tough day when I found that out. And you know, obviously, you know, being so close with her family as well, it's, you know, I can't even begin to imagine what they went through and what they're still going through. I mean, their life is completely turned upside down, and it will never be the same because, you know, she's not here. And but, you know, the light that she brought to the world while she was here was something that the people who were close to her and knew her most, you know, they'll never forget. And she, you know, she lives on, and you know, obviously we miss her every day, but she's definitely in a better place, and she's in no more pain, and you know, we can kind of rest easy and have a peace knowing that you know, she did her job while she was down here, and she made us all happier while she was here.
Now, did that make it tougher for you to go back and visit with more kids and bring more kids into your life, or did that make you want to do it more?
Yeah, I think it made it tougher because you build those relationships, and obviously, you know, we want every story to be successful, and you know, every kid to be cured and be better. But yeah, that made it tougher for me, and you know, obviously having a kid myself now, you know, that it makes it tough to go see kids going through that. So it was tough. It was tough. The, you know, losing Maddie was, you know, that like you said, that was the first one. She was probably the kid that I have got the closest with since being a part of the Jimmy Fund. So you know, whenever she passed, it was tough to get back, you know, get back over there and you know, try to build some relationships. But you know, like David said earlier, whenever you do go over there and you see the impact you're making, and you know, see the kids' faces, You know, that's what makes it a little bit easier, knowing that you're doing some good. You know, obviously we're not going over there and curing anything or you know, making anyone better, but you're putting smiles on our faces and letting kids kind of get away and forget about what they're dealing with. You know, you see the smiles and the laughter and the fun that they're having. You know, that makes it a little easier.
You know, we're here trying to raise money to beat cancer, and especially cancer in kids. David, I don't know anybody. I mean, no one on the planet who hasn't been touched in one way, shape, or form by cancer, who doesn't know somebody, related to somebody. All of us have been connected to this at one time or another in our lives.
Yeah, you know, it's I feel like it's something that has impacted everybody's life in some way. You know, just to have a friend that's gone through, you know, this and not make it through, you know, it definitely makes it tough. But you know, cancer is an ugly battle, and you know, everybody that goes through it, you know, has been through it, has beaten it, you know, they are the true survivors. And to know a couple of those people, you know, that's to get those text messages that they've, you know, they're done, they're over all their treatments, everything, you know, that is that's very special.
On the field this year, you guys have been on a record pace, you know, a franchise record pace. Last year, division winners, you had a really good team, but this year it seems to be even better. What's been a big difference or two from last year to this year for you guys?
JD Martinez.
One. I say so.
That's one. JD, if you're watching the clubhouse, you're the reason.
But Mookie's the MVP, sorry. But you're the MVP of the Red Sox.
Yeah. No, I think for the most part, we've been able to stay healthy, which has been a big thing. If you can keep your guys on the field, you know, that's obviously going to help. But, I mean, we've got a lot of good players who are, you know, having really good seasons. Alex has been great with us. You know, I think he's a big reason, you know, why we're able to go out and play the way we're playing. He just keeps things loose, and he's easy to talk to, communicates with us really well. But we've also got a lot of good players, and you know, guys are doing some special things.
Your teammate and fellow pitcher Chris Sale said he might be part of the best baseball team that's ever walked the planet. I don't know if you're quite as optimistic as him, David, but how do you feel about your team?
Very good. You know, we said it in spring training. You know, we didn't know what we wouldn't do well, and you know, to this point through 120 games, I still, you know, we do everything extremely well, you know, whether it's on the base pass, defensively, offensively, you know, starting, pitching, and bullpen, you know, we do everything very well. And whenever you're on a team that, you know, doesn't have a glaring weakness, that and you stay consistent, you stay healthy for the remainder of the season, you can do some special things. So I think we all understand how good of a team that we have in that clubhouse, and you know, we just want to continue on playing the way that we have.
Do you think you're misunderstood in Boston at all? I feel like it's...
You seem like such a nice guy sitting here.
No, but I'm saying...
I think he's misunderstood.
You think he is?
Yeah. No, this is one of the best teammates, people that I've ever been around. But, yeah, the day he pitches, you want to stay away from him.
Not a friendly guy those
not
days?
Not a friendly guy, man. Some pitchers, man, they completely change on days they pitch, and he's one of them. So
we get one day a week to do our job.
Yeah.
One day.
So you laugh and hang out with him for, you know, the days that he doesn't pitch, and then whenever he does, you try to stay away. But that's just how he gets locked in, and you know, it's been working for him. So you know, if I can have a friend for six out of seven days, it's pretty good. So I'll take it.
Is this stretch, David? At least in my mind, looking at it, is this stretch that you're in right now as well as you've thrown the ball as a member of the Red Sox?
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure it is. I don't know the numbers or anything, but you know, for the amount of time, as long as it's been, yeah, I would say so. Just staying consistent, you know, every fifth day or whatever day it is that I'm on the mound, you know, it's been a lot better, you know, right after the All-Star break. So it's been good. It's been long overdue. Hope we can just continue on the way it's been.
that health? Is that the biggest factor? Obviously, we know what happened with you last year, and you had to end, you know, pitch out of the bullpen late. Is that the biggest thing for you?
I mean, that is a big factor, but you know, really starting in Detroit, I guess, kind of starting in Kansas City, even though Kansas City didn't go, you know, as planned, but that was kind of the starting block for me getting back to pitching the way that I've pitched ever since, you know, probably since about 2010 or 2011 for about a 6-year span. You know, that was the way that I pitched. And to get away from that, you know, whenever I came here and tried to kind of reinvent myself when the league didn't make me adjust, you know, I kind of just tried to do it on my own. And to get back to what had made me successful, you know, on that pitcher's mound, and to be able to get back to that, you know, fairly quickly, that's I'm happy.
Brock, from your perspective, do you like the term utility man, or would you prefer to be second baseman Brock Holt or third baseman Brock Holt, whatever it would be?
I don't care. I don't care. I mean, I just like being Brock Holt. I don't care if it has second baseman, third baseman, left fielder. I don't care. But
I like him at third.
Do you?
Yeah. He got fired up on that play I made the other day. I just like playing baseball. I just, you know, whatever I can do to help us out, I'm happy to do it. And, you know, if that's, you know, play second, play third, play outfield sometime. Well, I don't really play outfield anymore because our guys are pretty good.
So, most of them, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want those guys getting days off. So, but no, it's been a good year, man. This is the most fun I've ever had playing baseball, and the best team I've ever been on. So, you know, just to be a part of it is good enough for me.
Now, so I mean, maybe you just answered it right there. You guys are able to enjoy the season and the record, which is through the roof and, you know, significantly better than everybody else in baseball. Or is in the back of your mind, hey, in 2 months we got the playoffs, and the playoffs didn't go the way we wanted it to the last couple of years. Is that on your mind, or are you enjoying the day-to-day?
I think we're enjoying the day-to-day. I think that's why we've been able to be as successful as we have. Regardless if we lose or win, you know, we win, we get in and enjoy it, and we come, you know, we forget about it. We come to the field the next day expecting to win again. If we lose, we lose, and we come back and we expect to win. So, you know, I think it's that day-to-day mentality that has kept us so consistent. You know, obviously we know what happened in the playoffs the last 2 years, but, you know, we're not worried about that right now. We're just enjoying, you know, winning games, and, you know, hopefully we can continue to do that the rest of the season, and then that carries on into the postseason.
David, Brock mentioned Alex Cora. What has Alex Cora's term as manager of this team meant for you?
He's been great, you know, starting before spring training, you know, reaching out to guys, setting up, you know, lunches. I think Porce, Sandy, Jackie Bradley, and myself, we all went to BJ's Brew House and Fort Myers, and we had lunch there, and just hearing everything he had to talk about, you know, at that point, you know, him being his first time manager, it's his first spring training, and for him to kind of fire off some of the ideas that he fired off, I think it kind of caught us all off guard. But when he said it, we were like, that sounds great, you know, that's something we've talked about for quite a while now, and for you to kind of just step in your first year, and, you know, you're hitting some pretty big points right on the head. You know, I think he really grabbed, you know, all of our attention and all of our respect from that very first meeting. And, you know, he's held it ever since, you know, with his ability to communicate, just always being around, you know, just talking to us about a lot of other stuff other than baseball. You know, me and AC talk on a daily basis, and maybe 3 times out of the week it's about baseball. You know, I mean, we have, you know, a lot in common. I mean, he has his 2 twins, you know, they're, I think, just turned a year old not too long ago. You know, my son is 15 months old, so we're going through the parenthood thing again for Alex, and for the first time for myself. You know, we just talk like friends, you know. It's good.
Now, you played with J.D. Martinez in Detroit, and so you knew he was good, but did you have any idea this he was capable of this kind of season?
I mean, from what he did from the time that I was in Detroit until – you know, I guess the end of last year, I think everybody kind of saw what J.D. was capable of doing. You know, whenever he got hurt, I think he missed a little over a month last year and still put up the numbers that he put up and what he was able to do for the Diamondbacks after that trade deadline. That was one of the most special things I've seen from a baseball player, especially in the second half like that. So I think we all did kind of understand what JD could do, and for him to come and hit in Fenway for 81 games, although he doesn't hit a whole lot of balls to left field, but for him to, you know, get to play 9 games in Camden, 9 games in Yankee Stadium, and Toronto as well. So we knew that he would be able to put up some Nintendo numbers, and he's done that.
Guys, thank you so much for lending your voices and lending your support to this cause. As I said, the connection between the Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund goes back to Ted Williams days, and you guys continue that tradition. Best of luck on the rest of the season. Congratulations on how it's gone so far, and thank you again for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, thanks.
Brock Holt, David Price joining us live from Fenway Park.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.